Restaurants have been slowly reopening in most of the country after months of being closed to dine-in service. In Ohio, restaurants have been able to serve customers outside and inside their dining rooms since mid-May, with some significant changes to the way they operated before the pandemic. I first spoke with Jessica Parkinson, who's the co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio, back in March, a week after she had to suddenly close the restaurant and lay off almost all the staff.
We are not selling gift cards even right now because we can't guarantee that we will reopen. And we can't have thousands of dollars on our conscience at night.
Well, fast forward to late April, and like many restaurants, Salt had transitioned to offering curbside pickup of takeout.
We're fighting as hard as we can to reopen. That is our end goal. I mean, we're doing everything we can to try and maintain it and stay open and reopen.
So how are things going now? Well, Jessica Parkinson joins us once again. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, we spoke with you in April when you had just started to do curbside pickup for takeout. How are things going now? What's the state of the restaurant?
So on June 1st, we opened our doors for patio dining and dining in the dining room, obviously, and then at the bar as well. We lost 33 seats inside of our dining room and our bar. We lost 12 seats on our patio, and then the great city of Lakewood came out and said any of those restaurants that would like to extend their patio may do so. So we were able to gain back all 12 seats on an extension to our patio, which has been wonderful.
And are most people requesting that they sit on the patio?
You know, on days where, like this past week, we've had, you know, upper 90 degree weather, they're more inclined to stay indoors. We see more of a later trend, I guess, with customers wanting to sit outside. So they wait until later in the evening when it gets a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of other changes have you had to make in order to operate safely there?
Obviously, the social distancing with all of our tables. We're allowed to have parties of 10. We only have parties of 6. Our staff wears masks from the time they walk in the door until the time we close the restaurant down at the end of the night, including staff members in the kitchen. We have hand sanitation stations throughout the restaurant. There's one at the front door, one at the back door, one out on the patio. We have one person only in the bathrooms at a time. There are 6 feet distance markers on the floor for that bathroom. We allow up to 2 people to wait for a bathroom. The governor has mandated mask wearing, and so now they have to have a mask on within our county, I should say. So they have to have a mask on upon entrance, which we've requested, strongly requested all along. Now it's mandated. If they don't have a mask, we'll provide you with one. You have to be masked if you're using the restroom or walking in and out of the restaurant.
Now, I have to say I'm surprised that your bar is open because in some places that's not allowed yet. How is that working out? Do people have to stay in one place at the bar or what?
Nobody's allowed to wait for anything or stand and just kind of linger around as before. So prior to COVID happening, our bar was 11 seats, first come, first serve. You know, there would be Fridays and Saturday nights where we would be 3 deep at the bar, very busy, people waiting for tables or whatever. Now our bar is 6 seats and it's only by reservation. So you can't just walk in and sit down at the bar.
Have you been able to hire back the cooks and staff that you had to lay off back in March?
Yeah, so our kitchen is, we have a really small staff. There's only like 18 of us, and that's counting myself and my business partner. In the kitchen, we have, aside from my business partner, Jill, she is back in the kitchen, and then we have 2 chefs back there with her, and they've never left. So they've been with us the whole time. Our PPP loan hit on April 22nd. The rest of my staff came back April 29th. So they've been around while we did curbside and carry out, and then we did all kinds of stuff to the restaurant, cleaning, deep, deep cleaning, throwing stuff out, painting, that kind of thing. Hostesses came back June 1st when we reopened our doors. So we pretty much have everybody back.
And are you making as much money as you did pre-pandemic or as you would have if there were no pandemic?
Not even close.
Hmm. Down by how much would you say?
About 75%.
Wow. But you're still able to employ all of your workers.
Yeah, we, we're obviously not making any money right now. We are just kind of paying bills and our staff and keeping our fingers crossed and holding our breath and, you know, hoping to stay afloat.
And does it feel like every week that goes by, things get better in terms of business or what would you say?
So at first, the first week we reopened our dining room, I would say that was a really scary week, right? Because you're bringing all this food product in and your inventory in for your bar. And we had really anticipated this, for lack of a better term, like this welcome back party, so to speak, where people would come through the doors and be happy that you're open again. And nobody really came. That first week was really quiet. So Jill and I kept going, okay, did we do the right thing? Do we need to close back down? How are we going to manage this? And slowly we've seen business increasing, slowly. For us at Salt, our busy time is January to June. So all through those, 5 to 6.5 months, you're building up this nest egg to get you through these quieter months that start to happen. Well, when COVID hit back, at the end of January and was revving up in February, we saw a dip in business significantly. And then when March hit, even more so, and then the shutdown. So that nest egg that you kind of hang out in over these quieter months isn't there. So right now it's just, okay, you do the very bare minimum. And our customers have been wonderful. I mean, they're still... We still have people ordering takeout, but it is just, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You're social distancing, you're ordering the PPE, you are, keeping your staff safe, which is a huge concern for us. You're trying to keep the guests safe that walk through your doors. And I feel like we just hold our breath every day because you just don't know how this business is going to go.
Has your staff been able to stay safe? Has anyone gotten COVID-19?
Nobody on our staff, thank God, has had COVID-19. There's been, my roommate's cousin was at a party and somebody tested positive. There's been, one incident like that we've dealt with. But no, knock on wood, nobody's gotten sick.
Have you had to deal with any customers who have refused to wear masks? And what have you done about it?
Not yet. We're so grateful in the fact that the clientele that come into Salt, they're not, 9.5 times out of 10 causing issues like that. Everybody's been very respectful.
Let me ask you one more thing. The number of COVID-19 infections are going up again in many places. Are you prepared to shut down again if Governor DeWine in Ohio calls for you to do so?
So we keep hearing rumors that he will start shutting us down again. He's doing it by county, though, so it's not going to be a statewide thing. How the heck that's going to look, I have no idea. And Cuyahoga County, where Salt is located, is in like that red zone. So if we hit the purple zone, then he's shutting us down. No, it's everything is day to day, right? Should we start anticipating another shutdown? Probably. I think honestly, right now for us, it's just a little too scary to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope things continue to go well for you. And it seems like every time we've talked to you, things have been better than they were the last time. So that's good. So Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
That is Jessica Parkinson, the co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio.